Bruce Gagnon. I live in Bath, and I'm the Secretary of Maine Veterans for Peace. Two of us will be going to the meeting on Wednesday in Rangeley, and I believe there's going to be some people also attending the one in Farmington.
Mm-hmm. And what will you be saying?
Well, basically, two things. One is that missile defense is a key element in U.S. first strike attack planning. It really is not a defensive system at all. It's the shield that goes along with the U.S. first strike sword. So it's a very provocative, dangerous, and destabilizing and highly expensive measure. Some missile defense systems have tested better than others, but this particular version, what they call the ground-based mid-course system, has an atrocious testing record. It has the most difficult job of trying to have a bullet hit a bullet way up in deep space where decoys can be released, and it's extremely difficult. And so the testing schedule for this particular program has had a series of rigged situations where they basically put beams on the so-called offending missile so that they can't really miss it. And still they've even missed many of those. So anyway, it's a very difficult scenario. Beyond that, we think that it's a terrible environmental degradation will come to the mountains east of Rangeley. The impacts on wildlife are totally unacceptable, and the idea of driving a 55-foot-long interceptor missile from Bangor to the Rangeley area on country roads is just ludicrous. So Maine Veterans for Peace, in advance of these hearings, we made the decision to really try to stop this this deployment from coming into our state, and we are organizing a peace walk, actually beginning in October, to walk from Rangeley all the way down to Berwick, passing through various communities that are increasingly dependent on military spending. This is one of our big concerns, that almost 10% of Maine's GDP now is dependent on military production, because really, with the federal government, military spending is practically the only game in town anymore. And so all the states, both Republican and Democrat-oriented states, are clamoring for more money. So this really means that our economies become addicted to military spending, and we're in a state of perpetual war in order to create jobs for people. And we want to ask people as we walk through the state, what does this really say about the soul of our nation, that we have to essentially kill people in order to provide jobs for our people?
Regarding the existing interceptor bases in Alaska and California, have you seen, are you aware of the kind of negative impact they've had on the environment? Have you observed that?
Well, what we do know is that the one in Alaska, they bury the interceptors under the ground. They were flooded on, and had to be redone, so there was a massive expenditure, a massive waste of money. In California, I'm not aware of any particular environmental problem there, though I must admit I haven't really studied that one that much. But I'm sure any time you're digging holes and building roads and bringing in 55-foot-long interceptor missiles, you're going to have impacts. You're going to have some impact on the environment and wildlife in that area. It's unavoidable in that kind of a huge project. And they're talking about putting as many as 60 of these in the ground, I believe. So, that would be a tremendous, we hear a lot about people complaining about the impacts of wind turbines on, on these kind of mountain areas in Maine. Well, this would be, I think, a greater impact, magnified many times over.